San Diego Center for Spiritual Living, Sunday, June 28th, 2020. Today's lesson is Time to Move On with Reverend Dr. Constance Cook Core. So good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome home to the San Diego Center for Spiritual Living. We are an interfaith, all faith center. We honor all paths to God, just like Reverend Mark told you. And today, we have another opportunity to be here together and to anchor ourselves into this one truth. There is one power, one presence, one infinite intelligence which flows through all creation. And I call this God, the Living Spirit Almighty. That one power, it is indestructible, absolute, and a self-existent cause in which we live and move and have our being. So we are right here, right now, in the divine presence. We are having our being right here. The annual theme for 2020 at the San Diego Center for Spiritual Living has been Explorations in Consciousness. And boy, have we had some explorations in consciousness this year. And together we've been consciously exploring what it means to have a spiritual life using the principles of science of mind. And for some of you, the journey has been very rewarding, very successful, and you have met or exceeded your goals, your dreams, and your intentions that you set for yourself in January. For others, it has been a challenging year, full of trials and quote-unquote tribulations along the way. You know, a tribulation is just a turbulent thing. And turbulence is part of creation, so don't feel bad. The journey has been one lesson after another, and I know that you are doing your absolute best to move forward. That's all any of us can ever do, is our best in the moment. Life may seem to be an uphill battle no matter what you do, and although it's been said that it's much easier to go downhill than to go uphill, step by step, the view is much more rewarding from the top. There's a sense of accomplishment as you reach the summit, and deep spiritual satisfaction when you're consciously in alignment with our science of mind philosophy, because it is our philosophy that is sharing the spiritual truths, the universal truths. So regardless of how easy or how hard your journey has been thus far, up until now, I think we can all agree that life is filled with limitless opportunities. Opportunities to move forward. Both individually in our own lives and collectively as a spiritual community. Because where two or more are gathered in his name, there is a majority, there is a power, there is a greater power in a collective consciousness of like-mindedness than there is individually. Now, in January, our theme was Start Where You Are. And that's where we started, right where we are, physically, mentally, and spiritually. And that's the best place to begin any journeys. I'm right here, right now. In order to take any journey, I need to move. I need to take a step in some direction. We at the center in January always fill out our intention forms in the form of an affirmative prayer. So we did that. And that way we have all of those prayers that are in sealed envelopes that have been given over into the care and prayerful keeping of the center. So I have at home the envelope that has all of the prayers in them, sealed, Nobody knows what you wrote but you. But we are praying on them. We are praying. We are knowing the absolute truth of the fulfillment of your prayers. And when we give them back in November, you're going to be amazed at how many things have moved in your life in order to bring these goals, these dreams, these heartfelt desires to fruition through the year. But now it's about 6 months after that, and it's important to realize that no matter where you plan on going in life, or what your dreams, your goals, and your intentions may be, you must start exactly here and now, in this present moment. You can't start 10 minutes ago, because that's already gone. You can say you're going to start 10 minutes from now, but if you have to give it a future date, a future I'm going to, then you're not now. And the I'm going to continues out forever. You are forever going to instead of actually starting. So all the things that we start have to be in the here and the now. So here we are. Right here, right now. The last Sunday of the month, June 28th, 2020. And this morning we are concluding our June theme of accepting where you are. John Burroughs is a great American naturalist and an essayist in the late 1800s, and he once said, "The lure of the distant is deceptive. The great opportunity is where you are." What that means is you can be lured into the mystery of the future and miss the beauty and the opportunity that resides in the present moment. Think of the wisdom that has been shared with us over and over in so many sacred texts and restated by some or other great writer, philosopher, thinker. They take all these amazing wisdoms and they say the same thing, different people, different times, different words, but it's still the same elemental truth. Ralph Waldo Emerson said, "What lies behind us and what lies before us are tiny matters compared to what lies within us." And that is a very powerful statement. No matter what came before or what's coming up in the future, I can only be here now. I can only control my feelings right now. I can't control the feelings that I've already had. I can't control the actions that have already been completed. I can't control what other people, places, and things are going to do in the future. I can't predict how I'm going to feel about all those things in the future. All I can do is be right here, right now, and breathe. That's all I can control in the moment is my thoughts, my ideas, my breath, my emotions, my reactions. That's it. And now here's another moment, and I can do the same thing. My breath, my thoughts, my ideas, my emotions, my reactions. And if a varmint skittered across the floor through here, it would be up to me to not jump on the table. But I couldn't control after it ran through here. It already would have. Not that there are any varmints in the building. I'm just, coming up with an example. So the right here and the right now is all tied into what is within us. Our background, our emotions, our spiritual awareness. Who we are, how we are, the truth of our being. The English novelist Aldous Huxley wrote, "Our goal is to discover that we have always been where we ought to be." We have always been where we ought to be. If you think about that for a moment, it's another way of saying something I have been saying my entire adult life. No matter what happened before, it had to happen. No matter how unpleasant or pleasant it was, it had to happen in order for me to be right here, right now. I had to get caught in the undertow at the beach with my aunt when I was little, so that I could survive it and not become a risky ocean swimmer and die before I got here to talk. So that's just one example. I had to learn how to read so that I could learn how to express myself in the written word. That plays an impact on what I do here and now. Everything that has happened in your life is a part of what got you here and now. So for the last 3 weeks, we've been asking you to check in with yourself and realize how far you have come since the first of the year. And with all of this pandemic stuff and the protests and the riots, we get a chance to check in with ourselves and say, what do I believe about these things? What do I feel about these things? Am I in agreement or disagreement? Am I in fear or am I in peace? Am I standing in faith? Am I afraid to interact? Am I confident that I am standing on holy ground wherever I am? So, whatever happened, it's wise to accept exactly where you are in your life, right here and right now. Acceptance has been the key word this month. Acceptance is the mental attitude that something is believable and understood to be true. Believable and understood to be true. Now, with everything going on in our world right now, there are things that some people believe and accept to be true, and there are things that the same things that other people do not believe and condemn as false. The very same thing. So you've got the people say, yes, that's right. This is what happened. This is what we need to do. And the other people say, are you crazy? That's not right. That's a great big lie. And we don't have to do that. So there is the appearance of separation and the unity in all of that. The oneness in all of that is we all want harmony, health, wholeness, and peace on earth. Is there anybody here who does not want harmony, health, wholeness, and peace on earth? Raise your hand. No hands. Well, of course not. Both sides think theirs is the way to make it so. And until we can all come to a point where we agree that we have common goals and come up with a way to achieve the common goals without harming anyone, then we will still be a work in progress. Works in progress are not bad things, because they are in progress. They are not the end result. Acceptance also means the act of taking something that is offered to you, something that is of value. Accept the truth of yourself. You are of value. Accept the infinite love. You are not just loved. You are love. You are the activity of the divine. You are love made manifest. I think that's pretty awesome. So We are about halfway through this calendar year, and next Wednesday is July 1st, when we will be technically exactly at the halfway mark. So I want you to consider this question. Is the year half over? Or do you have a full 6 months to accomplish all you set out to do? I remember years ago, Reverend John Pileski was talking right around the half-year mark, and he brought a calendar to service, and he had cut out January through June from the calendar, and he, as an example, offered the calendar with just 6 months left in it. And he said, who would like this calendar that has 6 months in it? And people were going, well, you know, why do I need a calendar now? They missed the point of you have the next 6 months fully yours to realize all of the things throughout the rest of the year. This year is not half over. It's still halfway to go. And so what we decided we wanted in January, if it hasn't shown up yet, we've got 6 more months of exploring our consciousness and going through these processes, practicing the principles to bring ourselves to realize all these truths of our hopes and desires. And I'm excited. I'm excited. Everything depends upon perception. Dr. Ernest Holmes is the founder of the religious science movement and the author of the Science of Mind textbook. Ta-da! And he says, never limit your view of life by any past experience. It is not a question of failing or succeeding. The illusion is the way we look at things. The illusion is the way we look at things. Your perception about life becomes your reality. And much of what you perceive in life is nothing more than an illusion. And so we create our own misconceptions, our own misunderstandings, and that becomes our reality. It's not fun. It is not fun. Many times I have seen things going on and thought that I knew what was happening and thought, that's pretty horrible. But that was my perception. It's like the old story of the rain. Okay, the child that wants to go have a picnic is all upset. It's raining. I can't go on my picnic. And the farmer is saying, thank God it's raining. Good for the crops. Everything is our perception. So if the glass is half empty or half full, it depends on your attitude and your perspective. Both the optimist and the pessimist are always correct, but you have a choice. Are you lamenting upon what might have been? Are you bummed out about not having or not doing what you set out to do? Or are you excited about the many opportunities that await you in this next 6 months? I'm excited. There are things in motion in my life right now that I am so excited to see happening. And they have all been in the works for 6 months. And they will be in the works for maybe another 6 or 7 weeks. And then everything will be broken open. And I am so thrilled, not at the original occurrence several years ago, but that through something very unpleasant, all of this has now moved into a space where so many are benefiting from it. So many are benefiting. So I'm accepting what happened, and I'm looking forward with optimism and enthusiasm to what is to unfold. So now that we've accepted where we are, now we must accept that it's time to move on. Recognize that phrase? That's the name of today's talk. Time to move on. And it doesn't really matter if you're happy and content where you presently are, or if you have had enough of your current situation. Life is about change. Has anybody in this room noticed that change happens? The only thing that is constant is change happening. We take a breath and the air moves and changes, and we take another breath. We blink our eyes. We blink our eyes again. Things are always changing. Too often we get stuck in our comfort zone or our familiarity zone. And eventually, when we stay in that zone, as we keep growing, our inner growth, things become uncomfortable. And when things become uncomfortable, I call that spiritual discontent. And so when you are discontented with what is going on in your life, it's time to look within, because you're growing. You're growing. Open up to see what more there is. Do you need a class? Do you need a counselor? Do you need a remodeled house? Do you need anything? Do you need to plant a new flower? Do you need to just rearrange your dining room? Something is calling for change. And you are the only one that can move through this and make the changes that are yours to make. The great American comedian and modern mystic Will Rogers once said, "You may be on the right track, but if you just sit there, you're going to get hit by the train if you don't keep moving." Life is about change and divine right action. This morning, we're going to review three important questions to guide us in the direction of our choosing. And these three questions are related to this month's talks. Have I accepted where I am? Have I accepted how I got here? Have I accepted that it's time to move on? We already talked about accepting where you are. We know that. The next question is, have I accepted how I got here? And I touched on that just a little bit. Our first lesson this month was, how did I get here? It's very important to learn from life's experiences and accept that you did the best you could with what you knew at the time. When I look back to my elementary, middle school, and high school years, I think of all the things I absolutely knew for a fact and that I was making decisions on. And when I look back on them, I realize I didn't know all that needed to be known to be making the decisions I was making at the time. But I was okay. We were Bluebirds and Campfire Girls. We sold candy. We took our little wagons loaded with boxes of candy, and we went and we knocked on doors and sold candy to the people. We didn't know all of the things our parents knew about the dangers of going into someone's house. However, we did know we were not allowed to enter anybody's house. That we were not allowed. As an adult, I think back to that and I go, my goodness, if I had known what they knew, I would have been too terrified to go out there and sell candy, and I never would have gotten the award for most candy boxes sold in the group. So we come to everything here and now with everything that was before us. And can we accept that? Once you accept where you are, and before you can fully release the past and know where you're going, it's wise to explore what brought you here to this time in your life. What brought you to San Diego? What brought you to Point Loma? What brought you to this center right here today? Because something did. Something moved and motivated you to be here now. And now it's time to move on. If you don't consciously make the decision to move on, to move forward in your life, or to change the direction you're in, life has a tendency to do it for you. Did you realize that? So it's just as important to have an idea which will direct you where you're going, an idea which direction you're going in, because you will probably end up there. And then we say, wherever you go, there you are. You bring yourself with you wherever you are. Lao Tzu was a Chinese philosopher and the founder of Taoism, and he said, if you do not change directions, you may end up where you are headed. And if that sounds familiar, it's because about 500 different people have said the same thing differently and called it a personal insight, end quote. They're just rephrasing Lao Tzu, and that's okay. That's okay. Now, there's something that I have that I call my own quote, but odds are I heard it somewhere, and I'm probably rephrasing it because I've heard a lot of different things. So many people think that by not moving, that they are safe from what they fear. That isn't true. Not going forward is not stasis. It is being left behind. I'll say that again. Many people think that by not moving, that they are safe from what they fear. That isn't true. Not going forward is not stasis. It is being left behind. And when we are left behind, we are, as the previous quote, we are in a stagnant area. We are stagnant. So, this morning we're going to check our spiritual compass and move forward on our journey in life. Is that okay with you?
Sure.
Yeah, good. Okay, so if you are in alignment, please place your hand over your heart and affirm with me. I am ready.
I am ready.
To accept where I am. Right here and right now.
Right here and right now.
I am ready.
I am ready.
To move forward in life.
Move forward in life.
I'm moving on.
I'm moving on.
Easily.
Easily.
Gracefully.
Gracefully.
And lovingly.
And lovingly.
And so it is.
And so it is.
And so it truly is. Just breathe. Breathe for a moment. Take a deep cleansing breath. And know that you are guided and directed by the divine love and light of our source. This is who you are. You've accepted where you are. You're ready to be ready. You're willing to be willing. That's all we can ask. That's all you can ask of yourself. Oliver Wendell Holmes is another Holmes. And he once wrote the following, I find the great thing in this world is not so much where we stand as in what direction we are moving. And he's right. Everybody who has been protesting has taken a stand. Now, what direction are they moving? Are they moving toward chaos? Are they moving toward order? Are they moving toward dialogue? Are they moving toward shutting down? Everybody who has taken a stand is right where they are. Now, where are we going? So all the authors and the writers that I've brought up today have a similar message. Keep moving. Just keep moving forward. Be alive. Be awake. Be be aware of where you are, but keep moving. Life is about divine circulation and movement. If you stay still too long, you're going to become crystallized and dormant. Crystallized, think about that. You're going to become stagnant. You will have no stimulation or circulation. The Dead Sea is a good example. In the land of Israel, there are two basic seas, the Sea of Galilee and the Dead Sea. The Sea of Galilee is vibrant and alive. It flows and it has vegetation. The Dead Sea is quite different. It's the lowest point of dry land on the planet Earth. So Dead Sea is dry land, lowest point on the planet Earth. And it's continually fed water from the rivers and the streams that come down off the mountain that surround it. So it's got this inflow all the time. However, the Dead Sea has no outlet. There's no movement or circulation of the water. It just stays in the confines of the lake. Isn't that bizarre? It just stays there. And the water can only leave through evaporation, which crystallizes the sea. And so what it does is it leaves behind the crystallization and the salt and everything. And we can use the Dead Sea as a metaphor for life. Too often we become solidified in our stagnant belief. We become stuck in old habits, old thoughts. And we find that there's no outlet for our divine creativity. There's another way of saying, I am divinely discontent. I'm not okay here. I feel stagnant. I feel frustrated. I feel constrained. And when we have that feeling, it's time to move, to expand our familiarity or comfort zone. It's time to move on to new horizons and a new creative way of thinking. In the Science of Mind textbook, Dr. Holmes reminds us that we are surrounded by pure spirit. There's an unlimited supply, and we are compelled to move in the right direction. So I'm going to read to you from this book, and it is on page 263. Ernest says, I am surrounded by pure spirit, by God, the living spirit. My thought is God thought, and it is the law unto that thing whereunto it is spoken. Everything that I do shall be a success. I am led, guided, and inspired by the living spirit of love and of right action. I am compelled to move in the right direction and to always know what to do, where and how to do it. I am compelled to move in the right direction and to always know what to do, where and how to do it. Now, how is that possible? Well, it's possible because this is the source of your movement. This is the divine. You are one with the divine. And so all of this sense of something's not right here, I'm divinely discontent, these are calls to move on. It's time to move on. I'd like to close this morning's lesson with an illustration of what today's lesson is all about, as if we didn't have enough illustrations in the world already. Today is all about moving forward with courage and with confidence. Too often, many of us, especially our youth, are caught in peer pressure when we're faced with a challenge. And you may know in your heart what to do, and yet there are enough people that want to hold you back from what you know is right, what is right for you. And there comes a time when you have to let go of the old ways, to flow with the sacred current of life, and allow spirit to carry you to a fresh outlet of renewal. Remember as a kid, would say, Mom, everybody else is doing it. And Mom, how did she come up with this? Is this handed down generation to generation? If everybody else jumped off the bridge, would you? Well, no, I'm smarter than that. Well, then your excuse that everybody else is doing it doesn't work, doesn't hold water. I swear, they pass it down from generation to generation. Of course, when I told my kids about that, I said, you know, my mom told me blah, blah, blah. So what I'm telling you is if you want to get me to agree to something, don't tell me that it's because everybody else is doing it. Tell me why you really want to do it. I hope that helped. This is a story that appears in the book Illusions, The Adventures of a Reluctant Messiah by Richard Bach. Once there lived a village of creatures along the bottom of a great crystal river. The current of the river swept silently over them all, young and old, rich and poor, good and evil, the current going its own way, knowing only its crystal self. Each creature in its own manner hung tightly to the twigs and the rocks of the river bottom, for clinging was their way of life, and resisting the current was what they had each learned from birth. But one creature said at last, I'm tired of clinging, though I cannot see it with my eyes. I trust that the current knows where it's going. I shall let go and let it take me where it will. Clinging, I shall die of boredom. The other creatures laughed and said, Fool, let go, and that current you worship will throw you tumbled and smashed against the rocks, and you will die quicker than boredom. But the one heeded them not, and taking a breath, did let go. He did let go, and at once was tumbled and smashed by the current across the rocks. Yet in time, as the creature refused to cling again, the current lifted him free from the bottom, and he was bruised and hurt no more. And the creatures downstream, to whom he was a stranger, cried, See a miracle, a creature like ourselves, yet he flies. See the Messiah come to save us all. And the one carried in the current said, I am no more Messiah than you. The river delights to lift us free, if only we dare let go. Our true work is this voyage, this adventure. But they cried the more, Savior! And while clinging to the rocks, all the while clinging to the rocks, and when they looked again, he was gone. He went with the current. And so, let go of the old ways that may no longer serve you. Move on. Move on in your sacred journey, in your life, in these explorations in consciousness we've been having all year. And trust that the current of spirit guides you to a new and a wonderful exploration, a new and a wonderful experience. You are in the flow of all life. So thank you for your time and your attention. Namaste.